Cripple Creek by James Solis, narrated by Peter Brook. The blood was a runnin', and I was runnin' too. Charlie Poole and the North Carolina Ramblers. Chapter 1. I'd been up to Marvel to deliver a prisoner. Nothing special. Just a guy I stopped for reckless driving who, when I ran his license, came back with a stack of outstandings up that way, and what with having both a taste for solitude and a preference for driving at night, and nothing much on the cooker back home, I delayed my return. Now, I was starved. All the way down County Road 51, I'd been thinking about the salt pork my mom used to fry up for dinner, squirrel with brown gravy, catfish rolled in cornmeal. As I pulled onto Cherry Street for the drag past Jay's Diner, the drugstore, and Manny's Dollar Store, A&P, Baptist Church, and Gulf Station, I was remembering an old blues. Guys singing about how hungry he is, how he can't think of anything but food. I heard the voice of a pork chop say, "Come unto me and rest." That pork chop, or its avatar, was whispering in my ear as I nosed into a parking space outside City Hall. Don Lee's pickup and the Jeep were there. Our half of the building was lit, save for 40 watts left on in stores for insurance purposes. These were the only lights on Main Street. I hadn't, in fact, expected to find the office open. Lot of nights, if one of us is gone or we both worked some event, we leave it unattended. Calls get kicked over to home phones. Inside, Don Lee sat at the desk in his usual pool of light. "Anything going on?" I asked. "Been quiet. Had to break up a beer party with some of the high school kids around 11. "Where'd they get the beer? Jimmy Ray?" "Where else?" Jimmy Ray was a retarded man who lived in a garage out back of old Miss Shaughnessy's. Kids knew he'd buy beer for them if they gave him a dollar or two. We'd ask local stores not to sell to him. Sometimes that worked. Sometimes it didn't. "You got my message?" "Yeah. June passed it on. Good trip?" "Not bad. Didn't expect to find you here." "Wouldn't be, but we have a guest." Meaning one of our two holding cells was occupied. This happens seldom enough to merit surprise. "It's nothing, really. Around midnight after I broke up the kids' party, I did a quick swing through town and was heading for home."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?